Karis was taking weapons from Commander Fisk.
We don't defend. We attack.
Well, no one's looking at me like I'm insane. Oh, Holum have mercy, but they trust me.
She thought again about the light guards they'd left behind, tied up in a storeroom, guarded by nervous civilians who probably would lose their courage as soon as they lost their Iron White's presence. Part of her had wanted to execute the light guards on the spot.
Especially their greasy commander, a Rom.
As she led her people to the lily stem, she unsealed the adhesive to the eye caps she hadn't worn in a long time and applied them around her eyes. She dispatched messengers to Corvin Danifus, which forced her to go with her gut. She couldn't wait for messages to go back and forth. She had to make a choice now and let Corvin know what she was going to do. Her Luxiots had dug up everything they could find about the seed crystals and the Bane. It hadn't been much, but some ancient writer had taken care to preserve a line revealing that shattering the seed crystals could break the Bane when they were small. He or she had guessed that it would work even when they were large. Karis herself was a red-green bichrome, and she didn't know how much those Bane might mess with her if she attacked them, but the blue Bane was right here, floating, jammed in the strait between Cannon Island and Big Jasper. It looked like it was trying to move directly onto Little Jasper. She didn't have anything else to go on.
Blue! Let's go!
My lady! Wait one moment!
Karis spied a man carrying a large satchel, running from the Chromeria toward her.
Andros' slave? Grimwood?
Hi, lady. Please, let me accompany you. Please, I made a promise that I wouldn't leave your side today.
What? No. What's the Promarchos doing?
He is in the infirmary, hi, lady. Deathly ill. I am afraid he's been poisoned. Before he lost consciousness, he was angry with me for not stopping it. Ordered me to get out of his sight. Demanded I go serve you and get myself killed if I could. I dare not be there when he wakes. If he wakes, mistress.
The Order. They are everywhere, damn it. Andros isn't easy to work with, but today is a day when the Chromeria needs all hands to work defending it.
I trained with the Black Guard. And yes, it was long ago. But I am Greenwoody. Oh, I'm not useless in a fight.
He opened a satchel and handed out a fortune's worth of Lux torches in every color to the Black Guards and the finest Elysian pistols.
Please. I owe Gavin a debt. He did me a great favor once. Let me fight beside you.
Well, I was just thinking how I need every hand possible to defend the Chromeria.
She nodded sharply, not turning from studying the blue Bane where it lay in the water. She looked hard at the topography of the thing, its bristling porcupine shards sticking into the air and confusing the eye about the underlying structure, but she could see that it rippled and folded as the structure slowly crawled up and down the hills and valleys of the seabed beneath it. Blue drafters were already attacking the walls, being answered with small arms and small cannon fire, and being mostly repulsed, though the enemy drafters were less concentrating on the attack and more simply building a series of interlocking ramps for those behind them to follow.
When the main attack comes, there will be no scaling ladders. The soldiers, drafters, and whites will attack at speed.
The defenders were trying to blow apart that blue Luxon as fast as it was drafted, and all the drafters they could hit too. And Karis suddenly had a plan. She was no blue drafter, but she'd always had an affinity for the blue virtues. She knew how blues thought. Rational, logical, straight lines. So she'd be circuitous.
Follow at pace!
They ran together through Big Jasper at the speed Blackguards run, but she decided to make a stop before they reached the wall. It took two stops instead, and two baffled shopkeepers who initially thought they were looters. Grimwoody, who'd fallen behind on the run, caught back up in the second shop. And though winded, he wasn't exhausted, nor did he complain. Pretty good for an old man. Then they made it to the walls, to the side of where the main attack was coming. The nearest commander looked delighted at getting Blackguards to reinforce his line, then baffled that Karis was among them.
Hi, lady!
I'm not here to